Welcome to Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Heimbuch. And if you are a visual storyteller with a love for all things wild, then you're in the right place. From conservation to creativity, from business to marketing, and everything in between, this podcast is for you, the conservation visual storyteller who is ready to make an impact. Let's dive in. Well, welcome to a special mini episode of Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast, which is sort of an announcement episode. So typically I do some solo episodes and some interview episodes, about half and half or so. And I do love the solo episodes. It's my chance to kind of teach and nerd out and dig into things. But I love, love interview episodes because the conversation is just so much fun. So I thought, well, hey, what can I do to make the solo episodes equally as fun and conversational and nerding out and having surprising points brought up the way that happens in conversation? I thought, I'm gonna
find
Joe.
The best nerd I can find.
So, welcome to the podcast, co-host Joe. Oh, I think I accidentally just nicknamed you co-host Joe.
Oh no, co-host Joe. Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. But Joe, you have been on the podcast before. You have been interviewed for an episode where we talked about how to balance a million projects without going absolutely crazy. And You were on that episode because you've been my mentor for years when it comes to project management. You've been kind of a mentor slash student when it comes to teaching photography, because you're kind of my photography student, and you're also my aunt. So let's go ahead and just introduce you, because you are going to be on many more episodes coming up.
That's very exciting.
So for anyone who doesn't know you yet, who are you in the world?
Who am I in the world? Well, I am a mother of three, married to a wonderful man who's been my husband for a long time. And I'm also an IT, retired IT nerd. So I was a manager.
I got to back you up. Yeah. You just said mother of three, and I can't even listen to what you said, because
that's because my cat was distracting me. Sorry, two.
Oh. So cats count. I was like, do you have another child that I've never met? Okay, well, let's go back. So Joe, who are you in the world?
I am. That's just such a big question.
I know. I think I need to rephrase it, because everyone seems to react that way.
You know, because you never know what you put for. One of my little blurbs on one of the social media things is I said, wife, mother, worked on the internet before anyone knew what it was, likes to play in the dirt, because I like pottery and things like that. But I'm also an IT nerd. I started in computer science back when there were, you know, hardly any women in computer science, and started on working on the internet before the world knew what it was, when it was still a research network. So that was very cool. Yeah. And worked my way up until I was a manager of a large IT department at a university. And so I have that background. I grew up riding horses. So you and I bond over that. Plus, you and I think that everything in the world is interesting. So we just have a blast together. What else to say? That's about it, I guess.
Cool. Well, yeah. So beyond you being my aunt, we really, I think, realized once I hit 20s or so that we're basically best friend, identical person. Like, I feel like our brains work the same. And I got really lucky, I think, because you've mentored me a lot in my path into photography as a full-time profession, because starting out with it as this really passionate hobby, I was really quickly overwhelmed with, I have all these projects that I want to do and all of these organizations I want to work with and all of these things I want to accomplish, but I still have this full-time job. And how do I balance all these things? And you helped me a lot in creating all of the strategies and the tools and the systems that I use that really ultimately helped become a full-time photographer in a very organized, not going crazy way. And then on the flip side, I feel like it's been awesome because I've gotten to teach you all about photography
and nature and the world and what it's like being 22 years younger and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing that you gave me was I retired a little sooner than I thought I was going to. And you gave me this whole new world to realize I could take all of my experiences and share it with somebody. Mm-hmm. And so you, I mean, it sounds really corny, but you gave me a huge purpose in life, right? Of a way of sort of just giving to somebody, whether it was do this spreadsheet for me, Joe, or mm-hmm. it was I'm going to pull all of my hair out unless I figure out how to manage all of my time and how am I going to calm down?
Yeah.
And what can I do? And giving you those kinds of skills. And so that was a huge gift to me. So we talk about gifts to each other that way. And so I think that's a thing that's really
cool. Oh, I love that. Well, and that I think really hits it, like why it's going to be so amazing to have you co-hosting episodes with me is because we balance each other in really different ways that then can lend so much different perspective, different insight, different yes. approaches, different questions that pop up that I think is going to end up making each episode be a lot more valuable and engaging for people who are at all different levels of their journey yes. in conservation visual storytelling. So now you are on the show because we have so much fun talking about stuff and we get to yes. balance all of the photography talk and all of the project and kind of business side talk. And we practically know what the other one's going to say anyway. So hopefully this will go well. I don't know. It's going to be a fun grand adventure.
Yeah. Cause we'll have like minds, but different perspectives because mm-hmm. you'll look at it from one way because you know all about it and I'll be learning about it at the same time. So mm-hmm. I can go, but wait, what? Say that yeah. again? I didn't get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm really excited about this. So I'm really grateful that you are going to take the time to hop on and record episodes with me. And we're going to dive in. We already have our first few lined up. And I'm so glad that we're starting this now because we're recording this right when Joe came back from 2 weeks or 3 weeks on the road going to yeah. Yellowstone for a photography trip. And literally yes. the whole time I'm like, don't text her that you really need help figuring out how to get this calculation to work. Don't text her that you really need help figuring out how to balance all your projects. Don't text her. And then she's sending yeah. me all of these pictures of like, oh, yeah. we just saw a bison and we just saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a moose. I finally saw a moose. And the whole time, too, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, how do I put in a text? Wait, okay, overexpose, underexpose. Wait, what is that? Fuzzy background, not fuzzy background. What was it that I should do, Jamie, in this situation? I don't remember. I'm just going to click a whole bunch of pictures and pray.
Yes. Yep. Yep. That's pretty much. So, you know, listeners, that's us in a nutshell. And that's what you're going to get in the upcoming episodes. But I promise it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really informative. And I'm so excited to have someone who has, I mean, you've been in photography for a while, but still a little bit of like that beginner learner mindset for photography, but master of project management business skills. And I feel like I'm still learning a lot of that, but have confidence in the photography side of things. So we're just going to go with it and see what fun stuff pops up in each episode.
Terrific. I'm really excited about seeing what this is going to turn into and learning all of the things that you're going to be talking about. So thank you for having me.
Hooray! Thank you so much for listening to the very end of this episode. And I want to give you a reward for the attention and the dedication that you just showed. I have made something extra special for you. It is a 45-second quiz that reveals your unique personality as a visual storyteller. See, as photographers and filmmakers, we all have our own unique creative strengths as well as some weaknesses to be aware of. And this quiz will not only reveal your creative super strengths, but also provide you with a customized action plan to put those strengths into action. You can head to jamieh.com/ jayway.com/quiz to find out your unique storyteller personality. That's jayhmih.com/quiz. I hope that you have so much fun learning about the unique personality that you bring to your storytelling.